very close to being complete, at least through September 30. So that was good news to me. What we have here is the normal cover sheets. I do not have yet access to any of my Excel documents, so that's why we don't have project worksheets and tourism schedules and things like that this month. This was recovered from a PDF, which is why it looks a little strange, but I think I got the formulas recreated correctly. So the general fund through the end of September, which so this is the first end of the first quarter of the city's fiscal year, $1,627 collected in revenues and $2,045 spent on the expenditure side. Revenues break down primarily their business licenses and rental licenses. The rental licenses are due August 1st. Is that right, Douglas? I think so. They're due in August, so this is renewal time. This is the lion's share of our rental license revenue. There will be others as new houses come on throughout the year, but the lion's share is collected first part of the fiscal year. Parking is strong at $452,000 year to date, and all other contains court revenues, recreation revenues, interest is in that $191,000. On the expenditure side, all of the departments are at budgeted, at or below budgeted levels, or very close to it. And the city's general fund is 5% below on expenditures where we were this time last year. No transfers in or out have been made amongst any of the funds. And as far as the other funds are concerned, capital projects through the tourism funds, nothing unusual there on either the revenue or the expenditure side. Not a whole lot of spending has happened so far this fiscal year. Any questions there? So next page, we can see the cash balances. He's in a very strong cash position, $19.7 million as of the end of September versus $16 million this time last year. 96% of those deposits are at the LGIP, earning 2.18% in interest. The right side of the page shows fund balances. Total all funds, not including fixed assets at the marina, is $20 million as of the end of FY19. And then $20 million also currently, but because we expect some significant spending on primarily the public safety building repair this year, we project forecasted fund balance at 6/30/2020 to be a little bit below $17 million. Any questions?
No, you did a great job. You didn't have anything to work with. Maybe I can meet with you later on this week and get some more detail. Maybe the end of the week before council next week. Anybody have any questions for the treasurer?
We'll be able to get those other reports out.
All right. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, as she said and you said, how she pulled this off after everything we've been through is amazing.
This time I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules of order to move item 6B under new business up for presentation at this time.
I'll second.
Is any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, so that would be consideration of a recommendation from the Public Works Committee to approve a $16 million bond for the decommissioning of the Wild Dunes Wastewater Treatment Plant and a consolidation expansion of the Forest Trail Wastewater Treatment Plant, which shall be available only when the functions of the IOP Water and Sewer Commission become a department of the City of Isle of Palms. So I think some officials from the Isle of Palms Water and Sewer Commission are here.
The bench.
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Name and address.
Is there
Jay Lee, Vice Chairman, Isle of Palms Water and Sewer Commission. Would you like an address?
No, we're playing with
across the street. You know, the idea of the bond, obviously, is to upgrade, get rid of, as some of you folks saw the other day, the Wild Dunes Treatment Plant, which is really held together by Band-Aids. It's a three-stage or three-unit operation that's been handed down from one city to the next. So this is really, it's an environmental nightmare. The funding that we're asking for would eliminate that, decommission it, bring it over to Forest Trails, expand that plant to take that volume, in addition to establishing the shell for the future growth at some point down the road to sewer the entire island. That's the issue that we're talking about. Dovetailing it in with the idea of bringing the Water and Sewer Commission within the purview of the city is a total separate issue, and I think it's going to take more than one or two head sessions to even come to an idea of that being feasible. So our position is we can go ahead with the bond. Right now, bond market is not so great price-wise. Waiting 3 months to revisit this is something that we've considered and willing to do. Also in discussion with the merger, if you want to call it that, that's certainly something to look at, but it's not a one-page deal. I mean, this is going to take some thought, some process. The legality of it is something that really needs to be thought about. We kind of polled some of the other municipalities that have done that. Mount Pleasant being the larger of the ones, Clay Duffy thinks it's a terrible idea. Now, they have the mayor and I think one other city council member that has a voting position on the Water and Sewer Commission of Mount Pleasant. And that's not a bad idea, but certainly a liaison between the one side of the street and the other is very doable and should be considered. But just to clarify it, I don't know that statute-wise you can do that. There's a lot of mechanics that have to go into something like that. Back to the bond, we are to retire the current bond is
6.2, 6.7,
somewhere in that neighborhood, in 2021. You know, so if we have to go back and go for a smaller amount to get it to that point, that's doable. We do have a grant of 2.3, roughly, that needs to be spent by April 1 of 21. If we don't use it specifically for the decommissioning of that plant, it's gone. So we've got a little time, but, you know, from the start to finish, you know, you're looking at two and a half years from the time the approval from City Council would be granted to completion, barring any unforeseen hurricanes, whatever. So, I mean, there's a little bit of time element, but, you know, right now, to try to meld the two issues together, I don't believe that's something that we can really work with.
Any questions, comments? Well, yes, ma'am.
I'll comment. So the reason, you know, there were a lot of reasons behind sort of wording this way and sending it to Ways and Means this way. I was not comfortable, and I don't think Public Works was comfortable with just sending this for recommendation for approval just as things are at the Water and Sewer Commission, which is in a large transition time at the moment. There's not a full sitting commission, not a lot of oversight, not a manager at the moment. There's just a lot that feels not super healthy right there. We've been asking for a joint meeting for 20 months between the commission and council. We did the MOU, that never got signed and sent over. So things just did not feel really super healthy. So I was not comfortable, and neither was Public Works, saying, you have our blessing, send it to Ways and Means, just absolutely. I just feel like there needs to be some oversight. We need to look at the health of the commission before we say, you know, $60 million is a lot of money. That's a lot of debt. So we need to know what road we're going down before I feel like the stamp of approval is sent. And I think this, you know, it should be considered to bring the water and sewer into the family of the city. People who have issues with their water and sewer call City Hall. You know, they think it is, people just don't realize that it's a separate entity. We had Chief Graham and Chief Cornette both talk about, you know, public safety and the water and sewer, and we could certainly do that again for the group here, because it's very interesting their take on it from a public safety standpoint, which it all is certainly, you know, I mean, just think of fire hydrants, you know, I mean, it's all kind of comes under one umbrella, and so that's sort of where we were coming from.
And that's why we're thinking in terms of until our house gets a little closer in order with the new appointments. But I'm very happy about the two chosen folks. We're going to have them to our meeting tomorrow. A little, say, indoctrination, but get a little, you know, get them up to speed
hazy
a little bit. Bob Hooper's a big fella. He's not a good one to have. And having the whole thing, again, deferred for January, February, whatever, you know, the bond pricing may be a little closer in line with what we're currently working with, the 2012 issue. You know, that was a very good rate. Relative to the safety and such, I don't know what fire hydrants have to do with it, because there's a lot of water going through them. I see it being spilled all over the roads periodically in the testing, so there's plenty of volume. I don't think there's been any issues, and with water pressures, so I don't know what that's all about. As far as general manager is concerned, I mean, that was absolutely a hiccup. We could go do a volume on that one. Chris Jordan right now is probably, if not going to be appointed or hired as the full-time general manager, I'd be surprised. So that's a non-issue. But I understand where you're coming from as far as what would appear to be a void in communication, because there certainly was, and that's part of life.
Randy, do you have a comment?
Yeah, comment and question. I still don't understand why we can't get a meeting set up, so I would echo those sentiments. It's a little frustrating sitting here when the residents do write us and say, how come you're not doing anything about water and sewer? And it's because we can't. For me, Jay, the devil's in the details, too. I mean, and I would agree, having to play golf over there, that plant's horrendous, the smell's horrendous. But I'd like to see the detail that says, you know, of $16 million, this is what needs to be done to remediate a problem. This is what needs to be done for the future. Because we sit up here and we have a debate around grinder pumps and, you know, who's got a hookup, who doesn't, and we assume it'll be done in our lifetime. We have no idea. I mean, we've not gotten through that issue consistently in one meeting that in the last couple of years. You know, is it, you know, half of the $16 million that has to be done?
But then, did you not get these particular handouts that kind of itemizes?
Today?
Just now.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
literally.
Yeah, back to deferring.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, obviously, that
would
be.
But I think,
you,
you know, I think we need to understand the detail.
Sure.
I think we need to understand what's an emergency, what's not an emergency, and to remind everybody, 16 is 24. It's not 16 million. Then I asked Desiree the questions earlier. When you look at the allocation of those monies to the city, and you did give me the number tonight, 60% are on city sewage right now, right? 60% of the households, right? So it is a very disproportionate hitting the people that are already hooked up. What's that mean? How do the residents react to that? I just feel that there's a lot of discussion that needs to be had jointly with council and the Water and Sewer Commission. And, you know, if we opt to go all in and have this as part of city, you know, probably my preference. But I think we've got to have some joint collaborative, good discussions and not, you know, lull between the departments where, you know, no MOUs and no conversation.
Well, Jay said it'd be fine with him to defer it, and since we just got this information, we've had computer problems, I'd like to see this issue deferred for a couple of months.
And the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah. What's been suggested is that we go with the status quo, basically. My being on council for 4 years, the status quo hasn't changed. I think we would all agree, both organizations, it's gotten worse. We have a joint meeting 18 months ago. We come out of it with full unanimous agreement that we're going to have a memorandum of understanding. I happen to have recommended it, you might recall. And that was designed to bring both parties together. I don't want to split people up, we're going to bring people together. Didn't work. Still don't have it. Can't get a meeting. Can't get detailed financial analysis. The status quo is unacceptable. Let me ask some questions that we can come back and address. And I'd ask that the mayor and the Public Works Chairwoman respond to these for our next Public Works Committee meeting so we can get into some details. And this is for all of council to consider. Why wouldn't you want a full-service city? Why wouldn't you want to be in control of our own destiny, whether it's rates, finances, bonds, expansions, right? Full implementation, things that we know are going to have to take place in the future. Who would support this debt request as given if it was personal, with yourself, your spouse, a bank? I don't think you would. Why wouldn't you want to cross train, as was described to us by the three department heads, for training purposes, vehicle maintenance, vehicle share, you have a larger fleet? There are so many economies of scale that we could benefit from by what's been suggested. Why wouldn't you want to be directly responsible for the safety and fire of our citizens, right? We have a communication problem. If it's a department of which we're responsible for, you explain that fire hydrant A needs servicing more frequently. These are direct health and safety issues. By the way, and I think it's fair to say without getting into the details, but you can read the minutes, all the primary department heads recognize that having this as a city function would be preferable to the current status. Why wouldn't we want to use full responsibility and have and embrace the full responsibility for finances, rate, debt, revenue, quality of service? This week we all received a note. When there's a problem, whether it's default next door, or if it's a safety problem, or if it's a quality problem, it's going to come and rest right here. It's not going to affect me, it's going to affect future councils. Now's the time to do this and do what's right for the city. I mentioned we have full implementation. Do we want to defer that, or does council want to be responsible for making those decisions? I'd say if we're going to continue during this deferral process to incur cost, which we get real cost from staff that has to manage this, we need to start sending bills across the street. I'd like to know when the last time there was a bond increase of this magnitude, what happened to the rates afterwards? I believe and I recall that the rates went up in addition to what's been suggested in this rate structure. So we right now have no control, members of council, over the rates. They could go up. We hope they wouldn't, right? Everybody does. Things happen. But we have no control and we don't have any influence. Again, I ask that the mayor and chairwoman work together on these questions, other questions that hopefully staff would have, and we can address this in greater detail. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Number one, Jay, Bill, Curtis, Chris, thank y'all for coming tonight. Thank you for the tour of the plant the other day. I think I'm thanking you for the tour of it, but it was very eye-opening. And I think I heard that, you know, in the Water and Sewer Department, we have many decades of people who've worked there, who've worked their way up there. That's not a high turnover. Unfortunately, at the top, sometimes there is turnover, such as our own city, and we have to work through those periods. So I think deferring this is the smart thing to do. Thank y'all for coming tonight. Mr. Chairman's back.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not sure I wasn't here, but we did have water and sewer as part of our city department. What, 20 years ago?
No, way more than that.
For about 2 years, wasn't it?
It was for about a year.
About a year.
Less than a year.
I would like to know what was the decision-making process to form the commission? Just looking at bringing it in is one part of it, but why was that decision made at that time? And what were some of the reasoning behind it, so that we can have a full picture of what happened at that point in time versus where we are today?
Okay, this is just for further study. Final comments, yes?
I would like for the city to come back and let this council know the legal opinions. You know, is this doable, right? You know, the comments were made that it's very difficult by statute. I have no idea. Common sense says we should look at it and have a council opinion.
We have. There is a process spelled out in the state code that would facilitate a transition. There are two ways. The commission would need to unanimously vote to dissolve itself and request the city council to acquire them, basically. It has to be a unanimous vote by the commission. The other way is for 30% of registered voters in the community to sign a petition that would come before city council, and city council would do a referendum asking the community whether or not it wants to basically merge, using the word that's been used before, the water and sewer commission back to the city.
Thank you. Any further comments?
One last.
Anybody else would like to speak at least once? Ryan, do you have anything? No?
No. Okay.
I've stated this before, but just to reiterate, and for the benefit of the commissioners and the staff, from what I'm told to reaffirm Jimmy's comments, the staff gets great marks. This kind of an acquisition, hopefully a friendly acquisition, or preferably by initiation from the commission, can be seamless. Staff doesn't have to change. Commissioners, those have the appropriate background, could become advisory board members. So it can be seamless, it can be done well. There has to be the motivation there to do the right thing. And this is the right thing to do. And you can ask any credible city in the state of South Carolina and their city managers if they would rather be a full service city or outsource. We wouldn't want to outsource law enforcement to the sheriff's office, I don't think. What's the difference?
Okay. Further comments? There being none, now vote on the motion, which is to defer action on this item. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? The motion passes unanimously. Old business, discussion and consideration of engaging the services of First Tryon related to capital planning and potential debt issuance in the amount not to exceed $25,000. If y'all will remember, they gave us a presentation a few months ago.
Yes, we had a presentation for First Tryon. You all recall that they shared with us a capital planning model that they would create for the city. I heard some concerns or comments from council members after that presentation about, you know, whether or not what we would be buying into would just be that capital planning model. And I want to direct you all to the work order number one. It's included in your packet. Unfortunately, I can't say page X of your packet. It's right after the agreement. And it includes not only the, you know, developing the capital planning model that I think will help us strategically forecast short-term and long-term impacts of the capital improvement projects that we have on the pipeline, and also allow us to run different scenarios and how those would impact the city's finances and property taxes and all that. But they would also provide advice in respect to any debt financing, any financing structure and method. They would also advise on credit strategy and credit rating implications for any proposed financing structure. They would also provide general advice when it comes to financial planning. And we request approval on this tool. I think it would make our jobs a little bit easier and a little bit more transparent project, and I think that we're getting into a realm where we have a lot of projects looming that we would be good, the community would be well served if we had a planning, a tool such as this, and access to their advice as well.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Engaging the services of First Tryon related to capital planning, potential debt issuance in the amount not to exceed $25,000.
As Juan said, yeah.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just candidly still uncomfortable in understanding the service versus a tool and how that structure works and how it's billed against amounts that are approved. A tool's a tool, right? And, you know, it's a evolved over time spreadsheet tool, and I presume it works and works well. I still don't understand the consulting service, how we use it, how we don't exceed these amounts. You get caught, you know, to a point where you've hit the wall on these amounts, and you don't stop work, right? You've got to continue to pay consulting fees. So I've not seen anything for me that makes me comfortable that there's enough detail and understanding of the actual service.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Desiree, if I'm not mistaken, when they did their presentation, they were talking about some of the local communities that have hired them or using them. Do you remember some of those local communities?
There's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Pleasant. You don't have to name them. I'm just trying to say that.
Well, this is the same team that helped Sullivan's Island with their big
bond issuance.
Bond issue that was very creative and was in the news.
Also the Water and Sewer Commission's Financial Advisor, Folly Beach, Sullivan, Mount Pleasant. I mean, they're pretty much the team.
That's good enough. I mean, I just wanted to say we're surrounded by them.
Yes, ma'am.
Question for the staff. In the past, when we had to go out for a bond and debt issues, what did we do?
So all of the city's recent bond issues have been privately placed with a bank. So it wasn't a series of bonds in the traditional sense. It was a single bond held by the bank in the bank's portfolio. And it could be that we can do that same situation again. It tends to be kind of low cost. You don't have to do a full official statement. But we're looking at two potentially major projects, right? The marina and drainage phase 3. And then on the heels of that, I believe, council's considering drainage phase 4 and 5 and some sort of sewer expansion. So it just seems like this might be the time. And we'll be starting the budget. We deferred both of those big projects into FY21, you'll recall, so that we don't have any new debt issues in FY20. But in the next few months, we'll be starting with the budget process. And how do we time those projects? How do we think about the best way to finance them? Do you one bond issue to give you enough money to do both? And what term do you use? And, you know, there's just, I think we're getting out of the realm where we can do this single bond, bank placement, low cost. We want to be smart about it. And I believe that the budget, we talked about it during the budget process, and everybody was felt good about the idea of having some outside financial planning advice. So that's what this is.
Any further comment? Yes, sir.
Do you see a cost savings utilizing the service? I mean, even those $25,000, but utilizing, I mean, looking at all the other bonds that we have to go through, all the other work that we need ahead of us, I mean, do you see cost savings or break-even point, I mean?
So,
what we have to do?
I think some of the cost savings might be preventing us from making a mistake.
Okay.
And making the right choices with timing, vehicle, rate.
We have a lot of big projects that we've never seen before.
Correct. We have a project, we hire engineers.
Correct.
And we get people who are experts in the field to
right.
provide advice to the city. And we feel like this is a time where the city's entering that new realm, that
mm-hmm.
new phase, where we're seeing a lot of projects that have been deferred for
mm-hmm.
a lot of years, and they're sort of creeping up. again, and we just think that this is a smart step for the city.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think, you know, you hire an expert to take care of things that you're not an expert in. So, you know, there are people who do this, so we should have the best people on our team to help us, you know, go down that road.
Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Yes, true, but you try to limit your sole sourcing. And this could be the best firm out there, but we don't know unless we go out and check the market and validate that they're the best firm or to find a better firm. And I'm guessing we haven't done that?
We have not. Financial consulting and professional services are exempt in the procurement code. We did talk to a lot of the municipalities that use them, and they're highly recommended. They, you know, definitely, I think financial consulting firms are out there. We feel confident using people that we trust and know have used them before and have received good results.
Do we have a threshold on sole source in financial services? Thank you.
They've provided a range between 17.5 and 25. This is a not to exceed a 25. Once we start meeting with them, we'll understand the extent of where we fall within that range.
Yes, sir.
And that is literally what concerns me. I've done a lot of consulting. What are the hourly rates? What are we buying? How much are we paying for? Right. And if you don't know the answer to that, and we have a ton of projects, right, you're rapidly going to hit the wall of, I've spent the $25,000, now what do we do? And, you know, without understanding what you just said, you know, specifically, what are we buying? I'm not against hiring expertise, not at all. But I do want to know what we're spending the money on.
Well, if you look at the work order number one, it spells out all the services that they would be providing under that work order.
Desiree, but I mean, not to exceed tells me that there's a rate structure in there that gets you to that maximum, right? And generally, consulting firms will charge more for the most experienced people, et cetera. Without understanding the detail, you will at some point exceed with the amount of projects we have, and I think, you know, we need a little more homework here.
Well, when the city auditors come to us and give us a price, we don't break down what they pay junior accountants and what they pay seniors and what they pay partners. We don't ask for that information. You think we should do that?
That's not what I'm saying. We have a not to exceed, and we don't know how they're billing against that, and it's not the same world as the audit world. You do the audit every year. We've never done this before, and you're talking about hiring expertise that we've never hired before.
Go ahead.
Does this need to be voted on today, or are there some questions that you can be answered, taken back, and just wait until next council or next Ways and Means and try to get some of these answers before we have the vote on this?
Well,
sure.
This is sort of a lump sum.
Okay, correct.
You know, we are buying into a service. Obviously, there will be additional services that we could contract them for at an hourly rate. That's not what we're talking about. This is really just, you know, specific advice on specific items and getting access to this tool that will help us better plan. But,
right,
you know, obviously it could be deferred, you know.
There's a lot of information
in the packet, and maybe we need more time to digest this, or council could like more time to sort of digest what's in the packet and make a decision later on.
And I agree. I think that's the way all of us are kind of looking at it right now.
Okay, sir. She made the motion. Would they like to withdraw the motion?
Well, I seconded it.
Would you withdraw?
Well, I was.
I'm disappointed.
I am disappointed too.
But I will.
You will.
Even though I think they did a great presentation.
Yes.
But I will.
Well, I'd like to have it on the November Ways and Means Committee agenda.
And everybody, I'm sorry, Mr. John.
Go ahead, certainly.
Anybody who has questions for the administrator or the treasurer or whatever, get those in there, then all those can be answered. And hopefully we can finalize it and move forward and, you know, having somebody go through and help us direct us on our financial decisions.
Very good.
Do you think we need to have them come back and do another presentation for everybody?
I defer to that to Debbie and Desiree.
No.
Okay.
I thought okay.
It was a great presentation.
All right. We'll take it up again next month. And also we have new business. A, consideration of distribution. Jesus. Today's the last day of tax season, so it's been a long night. Fiscal year 19, positive net result. And this, we've got some pretty good news here.
for a fool.
God.
In order for us to maintain the 30% general fund target, we are requesting that out of that $2 million, $200,000 remain in the general fund. Also, the FY20 budget that was approved earlier this year assumes a roughly $1.2 million of this positive net result going into the capital projects fund to cover the expense of the public safety building repair project. Therefore, there's roughly $600,000, or 28% of that $2 million that we need council to direct how to distribute that. Again, these are not final, these are approximate numbers. We're in the middle of our of the auditors going through and getting our financial, audited financial statements, so we'll get those final numbers later on, maybe next month. But we would like to get city council to approve maybe on a percentage for that distribution. So we're recommending around 10% to stay on the general fund fund balance, and 62% to go to capital projects. And then we need direction from y'all on the remaining 28%.
I'd like to make a motion that we go with the administrator's recommendation, but with the final 28%, like to put $100,000 into disaster recovery, and then what will be the balance?
500.
466,000.
I would like to see that go into the general fund for capital projects. We got so many to do. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me throw out something crazy. Take that $400,000 and make it available for the department heads to apply for some portion of that. All the departments have some programs that they're not able to get to, and here's an opportunity that they can submit a proposal against that money.
Other comments? Anybody else?
Give it a little.
Yes, it was, and I had a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to give it, I mean, there's so, I can I?
Go ahead.
You know, there's a lot that needs to be done at Front Beach. So I just don't know if we should sort of pick something to help along the way, or do we just put it in capital projects and sort of let it get...
Well, the capital projects, whatever you're talking about, Front Beach, would go in there.
But you might want to direct it a little bit. I'm not saying it should necessarily be Front Beach, but there's so many... various
projects. Do you have a specific amendment?
I don't. I haven't really.
Okay. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Think about it.
In terms of when we say the $1.2 million is earmarked for the what about the wasn't there $500,000 that was supposed to be for drainage projects? Is that already in a?
That's already budgeted.
That's already budgeted.
So the $1.2 million. The budget assumes would be transferred. It's just into the capital projects fund, and then the capital projects fund has its budget. So that $1.2 million was not necessarily specific to any one particular capital projects fund effort in FY20.
Well, follow up then. How much money do we have in the capital projects fund budget?
I could.
So the budget. Expense for the capital projects for FY20 is $4,380,000.
So we're going to put another $1.2 million in there. So now it's $5.2 million.
No.
Okay.
That already includes the $1.2 million.
That would be.
Well, that's the expenditure side, and you're talking about a transfer in, so it would offset that expense. And we need to, of course, maintain the capital projects fund because we have expenses coming after FY20.
Bunch of stuff. Any further questions?
Yes, the more I think about it, the more I like my idea. Empower the department heads. Empower the department heads. You might be surprised what comes back. You don't have to approve it, but let them tell you what they need.
But that idea does not preclude the idea that it's put it in the capital projects fund, and it can be used for whatever y'all decide you want.
Your policy.
Right.
Anyone else?
You're not empowered.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Motion passes unanimously. Next meeting date will be 5 p.m. Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. There's no reason, need for executive session as far as I know, right? So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
On favor.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Please, financial.